Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's your boy, the international superstar Zach Amico, hosting Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here, bright and early, on the Gas Digital Network. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we love you. Thank you. We are on a wonderful platform called GasDigital.com. And if you use the promo code ZOO, you can join up and get $1.50 off a month. Episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored, and access to our Friday live show as well. Plus the archives of all the great Real Ass podcasts, Lewis and Zach's, and all the phenomenal shows here on Gas Digital. I am joined by two wonderful people for a very silly morning time radio show. Across the table from me, from here on Gas Digital, the Madhouse podcast, it's our buddy Maddie Smith.
Hey, Zach, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I like your intro song.
Thank you.
It's cute as fuck.
I love it. I know. It's so silly.
Part of it looks like Saved by the Bell a little
That's
bit.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah,
I,
let's go.
That was I said Saved by the Bell and Malcolm in the Middle were my two notes. And from Do-Rag and the Deer Tag, as well as Digital Bazooka, it's Drew Montana.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, Zach. Maddie stole everything I was just going to say, but I'm very happy for you as well.
I like your intro song,
dude. I was thinking it, dude. I was like smiling over here, dancing to the song.
He was like on his phone. I was like, wow, this is really good. Drew was like, when is this end?
No. I'm so pumped to be here. I'm drinking Joe's. We're talking hot Joe's.
It's going to be a great day. Let's have a lot of fun. So, big news. It finally happened. The Nickelodeon to porn pipeline has forgiven us the Amanda Bynes OnlyFans.
Really?
She started an OnlyFans?
Amanda Bynes
no
with
way.
A catch. Shannon, tell us about it.
So the catch is she is not doing anything smutty. She is only going to do it to interact with her fans.
Boo.
Yeah,
which means
you know, slippery slope.
She will be doing something slutty.
Absolutely.
In eventually. The next 6 months.
Absolutely. Yeah, it starts like this, and then you realize, you know, I could make more. Then you pop a foot.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm about to drop my first foot pick.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
you
I was
should.
Thinking about it. I took one yesterday. It didn't look great, though.
We get different angles, dress it up a little bit, paint the toenails.
Ooh, maybe I'll do that.
You probably ask the sensei.
Yeah.
you could ask Master Splinter back home on how to sell yourself.
Yeah.
So, it's like the thing they say, like... what's the difference between a waitress at a strip club and a stripper?
Right.
3 months.
Hilarious.
What's the difference between a stripper and a hooker? $500.
Yeah.
I think it's along those.
Agreed. She's going to pop in there, comment. She'll be in there late at night. She'll say, let's make the switch.
Yeah.
Let's start posting some shit.
I'm surprised she went face tat and then pussy pics. It's usually the other way around.
Right. If you see a face tat, you think she has pussy pics
right
out there. But...
Yeah, 100%. Like spread.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Pink.
But she looks good.
She's
looks better.
Bad, she looks better.
Her eyebrows are there
she
now.
She looks better. Is definitely.
She had no eyebrows for a second.
She's a little bit my type.
Now
yes.
Or back then?
Both.
But
yeah,
now.
Now
it's like, you know, Philly.
I'm back.
What's up?
Yeah.
I have weird feelings about one of my first gigs ever. I used to do commercials when I was a little kid.
Really?
And I did something for the Amanda Bynes show.
I didn't know that about you. That's awesome.
Yeah, me and Tim Dillon.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys were in it together?
No, but we both had a similar trajectory.
And what was your commercial?
It was actually a live event they did. It was at the Waldorf Astoria.
Yes. What?
It was for...
Waldorf Astoria is a funny name.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, it used to be like the best hotel. Is it still open?
I don't know, but that's where it was.
I like a scientist.
And it was a trade show for all the investors. And I did the thing for the Amanda show.
Was it Amanda Bynes fake commercial, like a fake commercial?
No, it was that was like a live event. Okay. But then I did other Nickelodeon stuff.
Cool. What was
and
it
I'm
like?
Pretty sure that Schneider was there. Dan Schneider was there.
Whoa. Definitely.
And then later in life, I got a job as a security guard for movie screenings.
Yeah.
Test screenings. And I worked for Harvey Weinstein. And I had to do something for Harvey Weinstein one day. So I have worked for Dan Schneider and Harvey Weinstein. I just can't get raped in this motherfucker.
He came out unscathed, unraped.
Oh, dude, with not a scratch on. Nope. Not a pristine.
Not even an eyeball.
Yeah. Not
Harvey Weinstein's on trial now, too.
Yeah, Harv Dog.
He's back in there.
Back on trial.
He was also a foot guy, right?
No,
he was.
I think
more
they were all everything.
He was like a rape guy.
I think you're thinking of Tarantino with the feet.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. And Schneider was a big foot guy.
Foot guy.
Yeah.
Like they said he
is. Is that true that his pool is shaped like
that's
a foot?
That's what I was just gonna say.
I think so, but that it's was so also baller. The Nickelodeon logo,
right?
But why was it the logo?
Oh, I agree, because he would tweet like the shows he worked on would be like Silly Feet Friday. Yeah. Post a picture of your silliest feet.
Yeah. Look. Wow. See, I'd be in that big toe right there.
I want the little toe. That looks. I want the
little
piggy.
Yeah, solo.
Zach, you fit nice in that little toe.
There's so many.
I can bathe in there.
That's cute. There's so many like Ariana Grande feet, toes.
Yeah, I'm super.
You know,
super in. You gotta love. Hey, listen. You ask me. Hashtag restore the Schneiderverse, baby.
Listen, when I was growing up, I was watching Amanda Show.
I Carly
was obsessed
was my
with
shit.
You know who hasn't had
Carly.
You know who hasn't had dick to say about Dan Schneider? Keenan.
Ariana.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, true.
Keenan signed whatever fucking cabal.
He wasn't in that documentary.
He ain't talking. That motherfucker's busy getting paid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck.
He's keeping his bag.
Dude, I shouldn't release this, but I'll say it. But we called. So I was doing Digital Bazooka a couple weeks ago, and we had Naeem on, and I didn't have, like, any ideas for calls, and I texted one of my friends who's just, like, a fan of the show, and I knew he'd be watching the live stream, and I was like, yo, I'm going to call. I know he does voices, too, and I was like, I'm going to call you in 30 minutes, pretend to be Keenan Thompson. I'm going to get Naeem to call you, and then it ended up being James that called him. But it was like the worst Keenan Thompson impression I've ever heard. And to this day, Naeem and James Moth, they both believe that they were talking to Keenan Thompson.
Oh, my God.
They accused him. Or no, they said they snatched his chain. They were like, Keenan, we snatched your chain like 20 years ago. And my boy Pike Von Doom that answered the call and pretended to be Keenan, he was like, motherfucker, is this Paul Rudd? Paul Rudd, stop playing on my phone. And now James to this day thinks he sounds like Paul Rudd.
Now
I've been keeping this quiet for like 2 months.
Keenan, was it Keenan who was behind Chris Redd getting?
I don't know if it was ever confirmed.
Oh, because he was fucking his wife. Yeah.
It was a strong rumor.
But there's a strong rumor that because somebody just walked up. And, you probably just they said somebody just walked like fucked Chris Redd up in front of the cellar, right?
Knuckles, yeah.
Nice.
And Chris Redd's a nice guy.
Yeah, no, he's a very nice guy.
Really, yeah.
Oh, Keenan put a hit on him?
Yeah. Some sort of banging the baby mama.
That's crazy.
Banging the baby mama.
It's pretty baller.
Yeah.
It's pretty baller to think that Keenan's got that in him.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Cal up to now?
He was in
that
documentary.
Punching Chris Redd in the face.
Yeah.
He was in the doc.
He was in the doc. They did a Good Burger remake.
Yeah.
Nice.
With everyone but Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
And Keenan, is he in there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it's a full. They reunited.
I feel like I auditioned for that.
For Good Burger,
I think so. Yeah, you know.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Yeah, I wish I got.
Yeah.
I wish I got it.
I just stalked
the set. It's embarrassing not getting it. You're like, wow, I'm not.
I stalked the set because I heard they were burgers.
Yeah.
All right. For different reasons, Zach was there.
Yeah. We have a lot to fucking. We have a lot of stuff. We might have to save some of this for next week. I was telling Drew about this in the lobby. I saw a clip today that really made me laugh, and it is the emerging hood accent of Toronto.
Okay.
So this is Canadian hood speak.
Yeah.
And this chick, by the way, this chick is a fuck. This chick fucks.
Yeah.
Wait till you see her.
And what I don't like is if the business is true that you left your moms in the hood, somebody go smoke that youd. You don't leave your mom's nowhere. You have money and you left your mom's there? Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But if it's not true, Shorty's just talking shit.
I love it.
She's so hot and her voice stinks so bad.
I like it. It's very hypnotizing for me.
Yeah.
I love the Canadian. And then you add that hood to it.
Oh. It's so weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
It's got the French.
Yeah. And Canadians are always saying like, oh, you got your microphone there. And so she's like, you got your fucking microphone? Yeah.
It sounded like 30 different things at the same time.
Yeah,
because she looks like Bad Baby a little bit.
Yeah, she does.
So, and we all know I'm a pretty big Bad Baby guy.
Well, did you see the recent of Bad Baby this week?
Mm-hmm. What happened to her this week?
She opened up about some childhood things.
She said she was sleeping with her
bodyguard. Yeah.
Well, he was sleeping with her.
They were engaged in lovemaking when she was a youngin.
Yeah. And she said she was like molested from like age like 4 or something.
Yeah, well, that's how you make that.
Yeah, that's never good.
I know.
That's the recipe for that.
Absolutely.
Bad Baby is so hot. I love a girl that looks like
she was molested or was she just being punished for being such a bad baby?
Exactly. That's right. You've been a bad baby.
She's been a very bad baby.
You know, I'm going to touch your parts.
She deserved it.
She's hot. Yeah, I love anyone who's like looks like they're from the hood and they like eat a bunch of food, but they're still skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny.
What'd you think about her and Alabama's beef? Did you follow that?
I don't know what's much about that. What was that?
Travis Barker's daughter
and
her were making diss songs back and forth.
Right, right.
But, yeah, it seemed pretty, it was just like baby mom baby dad stuff.
She doesn't look like her pussy would taste like Takis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Baby, I believe, won. She bodied her. That's what the streets are saying.
Yeah, I've heard negative things about Alabama Barker.
Yeah.
Is she a weirdo?
I don't know her, but yeah. She's like a 19-year-old slut that smokes a lot of vapes. She like overdosed on vapes and almost died a few months ago.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Who'd have thunk?
She had to go to the hospital from vape poisoning.
Damn.
Can we hear the hood, the Toronto hood one more time? It's oddly soothing.
I think it is, too.
It becomes a song at some point.
I'm going to play it, but then also I found her Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I do have some
that.
Other stuff from that. I'll play this again
first. What I don't like is if the business is true that you left your mom's in the hood, somebody go smoke that youd. You don't leave your mom's nowhere. You have money and you left your mom's there? Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But if it's not true,
I'm just imagining
she's talking to Zach on the other side of the camera. Zach's like, yeah.
Yes, I do love that she gets the phrase wrong.
You're sick to my stomach?
Yeah, you're sick to my stomach.
I want to see her in Trailer Park Boys.
You got to get her on.
That's what it reminds me of Letterkenny.
Yeah, absolutely.
What it reminds me of.
Love.
Shannon, you have her Instagram?
Yeah, so here's just one of her reels where she's talking.
Wake up every day, fam, with the intention that I can't be a bucktee. I can't end up on the streets or living in my whip, fam. I have to get up. I have to take care of my people, dems, because there's people relying on me. If I was gone, it would go poof. Mm-hmm. The dream would go poof. The life would go poof. Splizzies wouldn't be smoked.
So true.
You must get up. You must smoke that splizzy. You must conquer the day. You must walk down the block. You must feel the block. Then you must get to your grind. And after you make your money, that's when you can sleep. You can't sleep. No sleep.
You got to grab the moose by the horns.
Moose by the horns and pour that syrup on the pancake. She kind of has a Native American vibe.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I hear that
a little. Canadian, yeah.
Yeah,
very native.
Yeah,
I like her. The more I see from her, I'm in love.
Is this the next conquest?
Yes. Yeah, this lady. No, I was trying to get you know JB Fight Hose.
Yeah,
no.
That's who I was on to for a little bit.
What is that? That's a name.
Yeah, she got pregnant. Yeah.
Fight Hose.
JB Fight Hose.
And what is her like? She's an Instagram baddie.
Not really, but she fights girls on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
But
fight hoes like
she calls hose. Bitches out and fights them.
I thought you meant hose like a fire hose.
This lady rules.
Yeah, that really is your style, huh?
Yeah. Something about this girl, I love her.
Good for you. All right, we got another silly story. Foster mom is charged with abuse as authorities investigate whether a girl was traded for a monkey.
Possibly a fair trade.
Yeah,
I gotta see the girl.
I want to see.
It could be a fair trade.
I want to see.
I'll be taking a monkey.
Shannon, what do we got, baby? Okay.
No pictures, and they haven't released the foster mom's image either because they don't want to reveal the identity of the child.
Is there a photo of the monkey?
No, no.
I guess I didn't consider it was a child, but yeah.
It's also, I think she's a teen. I just don't know like what range of teen.
From what I've gathered from this, the mom collects exotic animals and possibly traded one of her own human children.
Well,
for a monkey, is that correct?
So you're fostering.
I don't know that the mom currently has any exotic pets, but the woman that she went to stay with, so like this little girl went to go stay with another person who was who she traded her for a monkey for, and then that woman had a whole bunch of exotic animals.
Okay.
And then this woman, the woman who like traded her, she's 70 years old. And she's had over 200 foster monkeys. Kids foster kids over the past 10 years. Jeez.
I mean, if you're on your 200th kid and you get offered a monkey, you know what I mean? You're 70. You got to go out with a bang.
Absolutely.
Get
agree.
The monkey.
Yeah.
Let's party.
Agree. Yeah. My foster question. The foster system, they're not even going to find out.
Right.
So shady.
I mean, technically, she just adopted a monkey.
Yeah.
And gave away probably her least fun kid.
Agreed. Yeah. The kid was probably a problem.
Yeah.
Annoying, out late.
Monkeys are cool.
Monkeys are cool. You can, you know.
You get monkey helper?
Yeah.
They're doing that. Dude, Righteous Gemstones has a monkey helper right now.
I saw that.
Pretty
very funny.
It.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Monkey Shines?
No.
No.
It's a horror movie about a helper monkey.
Okay.
That becomes jealous. He doesn't want his wheelchair man to hang out with bitches.
Oh.
So the monkey starts fucking making sure no bitches come around.
Is that a real thing, helper monkeys?
Yeah.
Damn, I just thought that was in Gemstones. My grandmom used to have a pet spider monkey when I was like real young. It bit my brother.
Really?
Yeah. They had to like put it down after. His name was Frankenberry, because that's all they fed him, was
cute.
Just Frankenberry
oh
cereals.
My God, that's
he
hilarious.
Was a psycho.
Was he big? How big are those? This big?
Was like, he had long arms, but he was like little guy.
Yeah. I feel like there's another comic whose grandma had a monkey.
Grandma Paul had a spider monkey, yeah.
Did it throw shit?
No, he just used
some
to,
other comic has a story about having somebody had a monkey. And it just, you weren't allowed near it because it would throw shit at you.
Probably a black comedian.
Well, that's, I don't want to, I don't want to assume. no, there was, fuck, I'll remember whose bit that was, whatever. All right. We're going deep into conspiracy Zach here. And
okay.
I apologize. Okay. If this is too nuts, cut me off.
Please. This is where I thrive, brother.
So there is a shortwave radio station that's been going since the Cold War in silent, just static.
Okay.
And it let out four words in 24 hours.
Oh, what were they?
And we have it here, and people trying to break it down, and they don't know if they are catching military operations being planned in Russia or where the signal's coming from, but people have theories. And apparently there's been no chatter on this station.
So that
since
means people have
the 70s.
They're tuned in, like someone.
Somebody's had it. Yeah,
someone's been playing it.
So Shannon, can you give us a little info on this?
Suck my little cock.
So I looked it up, and it said that the official purpose of this like frequency or radio station, whatever, has never actually officially been confirmed. Theory suggests that it could be military communication, or it could just be a psychological operation tools to create confusion. Which is what they're saying this could possibly be. The words that were said were Neptune, Thymus, Fox Cloak, and Nutabu.
Oh, we're fucked. Oh,
that's code.
We're fucked.
That's code for destroy America.
Well, there is
somebody just got unlocked.
Yeah.
There are people that think that those words mean they have specific meanings.
Yeah, okay. I have some of the interpretations here. So for Neptune, it says could reference naval operations, especially considering Ukraine's Neptune anti-ship missile and recent maritime tensions.
Mm-hmm. And they were, it wasn't those words. It was those words spelt out in military. So B is whatever, you know how we have the military alphabet?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Russia, I think B is like Boris.
Okay, yep.
But so they were, right, Shannon, they were spelt out.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
The next one was thymus, and it says might symbolize internal defense mechanisms, drawing parallels to the thymus gland's role in the immune system. Fox cloak evokes imagery of stealth and espionage, potentially alluding to covert operations. and nutubu appears to be a nonsensical or fabricated term, possibly serving as a test word or deliberate obfuscation.
It's also Naeem's daughter's name, Nutubu.
Nutubus, shut off Tubi. Nutubu's on Tubi again.
Shut up, I'm on tubing. Okay, so they're sending some secret messages.
It also says that it's important to note that UVB-76's transmissions often correlate with periods of geopolitical tension. And so it is like suggesting that this is done on purpose to like confuse people or put them off where they're supposed to be.
So yeah. What's streaming on there now? Is it just back to silent?
It's just static.
Yeah. What if like ONA comes on there?
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's the revival of ONA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Compound Media.
It's Gino. Yeah. It's the one station that'll still have Gino Bisconte.
It's Patrice from fucking Beyond the Grave.
Yeah.
Nothing would make me happier.
The Patrice Ghost Podcast.
I'll be back. I'll be back in hard. Did you listen? They did AI Patrice on something with the bonfire. It was
really?
Pretty funny.
That's fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much. All right, so keep an eye out. If the Russians pull some fucking crazy shit, we broke it here on The Morning Zoo.
Yeah,
you heard it here
so
first.
Let it be known. Let it be known.
I was reading, some people think it might be like a chemical attack or like a false flag terrorist attack so that a war can be started. And that was like the code for how it's going to be done.
Okay,
dude, chemical
got
attacks
it.
Scare me.
Yeah, me too. Chemical warfare?
Yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah, I don't
fucked.
Want no fucking mustard gas in
me
the sky.
Neither. I'm so glad I didn't fight in World War One.
Dude, if I have to go outside and my face gets burned, I'm going to be so pissed.
I'm going
to
be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that happens to us already.
Right. Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
We are three very white people.
Yeah.
We're exceptionally white.
Yeah. Need the SPF. Bro, I don't know. If war breaks out, I might just like off myself. I'm not going through that.
Don't do it.
War, apocalypse, like any sort of like big change.
You'll be good, dude.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Any like if there's,
I have to just do one good thing so that I get take like in the end of
right.
This
yeah,
is
you
the
just
end.
Get sucked up in
yeah.
the heaven.
Yeah, yeah you got to do one selfless thing.
Okay. Save someone.
Yeah, then you're fine. Yeah.
I'm like, if there's no like Wi-Fi and like restaurants, like I'm done.
I would have no idea how to live my life.
Me neither.
If the internet went down. I literally wouldn't know what time it was. Like, if all the phones stopped, I don't think I could do it.
I think I'd be fucked.
I wouldn't know what time it is, where I was going. I don't pay attention to anything.
You could start watching the rhythm of the sun.
Ugh.
Sun's up right there. It's noon.
Ugh.
Sun's over there. It's 1 p.m.
Ugh.
You got a sundial.
You ever done that? Your phone dies and you're like, I have no idea what time it is.
Yeah.
Sun's over there. Might be 4 p.m.
I left my phone in the other room the other night and like went up to my room to fall asleep. And when I woke up, I was panicking. I had no idea what time it was.
Yeah.
It was such like a stress.
Yes.
But I've gotten so used to just rolling over and like hitting the button and checking what time it
the
is.
The last time I got my phone repaired at like a third party kind of thing, like a guy's apartment, and he buys people's phones and trades out parts. And I was getting my screen fixed. He's like, just come back in an hour. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be like, how do I know?
Right.
What the, do hour? I just walk up to people?
10 minutes later, has it been an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I went and sat in a coffee shop because it had a clock.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I just had no idea.
Should get a watch.
I know, that is a classy thing to have.
It is. I think a watch indicates, like, my time. I am on top of my time.
My phone's always fucking cracked and banged up. I feel like my watch would also be a fucking
no.
shit show.
You should get a Flava Flav clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a big piece around the neck.
Yeah.
What about a pocket watch?
Pocket watch.
That would be sick
fire.
For you. If you go Monaco and pocket watch, your life changes.
Like if I was talking to you and you pulled out a pocket watch, I would be like, I have to take Zach more seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Not that I wasn't, but like this is huge.
I'll take it. All right. Did you guys see this comic, Steve Brown, get attacked on stage?
No.
No.
All right, we got a rogue audience member.
I think I might know Steve Brown. Is he a black guy from Jersey?
I let's find out.
Never heard of this person in my life.
I know all these guys.
Yeah, Steve Brown.
I'm still in the streets.
Well, Naeem got sucker punched on stage, right?
That looks like...
Where is this? I think this is D.C.
Hold on, just click away a second.
I'm gonna guess Atlanta.
I think this is DC. I saw it on Fox DC.
South Carolina.
I saw it in South Carolina. Okay.
Might be a different guy then.
Yeah.
Their sound on.
Oh, Jesus.
Looks like a
house.
No. No.
Bruh.
Yo. Wait, which one's the comic?
Dude.
I think the one without the microphone stand.
No.
Bruh. Oh my
he tried
god.
To jump over.
Let's go. They're all up there. Urban show. For sure.
Oh shit.
Let's go.
Was he a judge?
Yeah. I do love a black show.
Me too.
It's like there's a somebody selling candles out in the lobby.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
like a guy selling fried
soaps,
fish over there.
There's a woman selling oils.
Yeah.
And you know, it looks like the guy probably wasn't even doing that well. The audience didn't really come into.
They didn't give a shit.
Yeah, they're just sitting there watching.
They were like, kill him, beat him with the mic stand.
Yeah,
that
let's
was
go.
Definitely a show that came with food.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
And, yeah.
And the food was on the flyer.
Yes.
And
yeah. Whatever the dinner was
it's
listed.
One of two options.
Food was on the flyer.
The wings or shrimp.
Anything that ends with S actually ends with Z.
Yes.
On the flyer, there's like
I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that show started late.
I'm going to take
wild
another
guess.
Wild guess. Steve Brown wasn't his stage name. It was the comedian funny guy Steve Brown or something like
MC,
that.
MC funny MC.
MC funny Mr.
Yeah.
Steve Brown jokes.
Show doors open 5 p.m. Show starts 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Show really starts 1 a.m.
Dude, I did a fucking brewery, and Alex Tomaselli drove me up, and dude, it was so fucking funny. The MC was super hood, but the rest of the show wasn't.
Love.
So she brought her whole family,
yep.
Right? Her name was Ms. Conduct.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And her whole family, I had a close.
You know Ms.?
Yeah. Dude, I know all of these.
I had a close.
You be hanging with Conduct?
Halfway through, wait 20 minutes, her mom stood up, and because they were in the front row, and started pulling out boxes of homemade Ms. Conduct t-shirts and
yep.
making a merch booth in front of me.
Love that.
Front row, dead center,
yeah.
Starts putting out t-shirts for the MC.
Fire.
On a brewery show.
I'm obsessed.
And they're like... homemade, like, iron-on shirts.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dude, it was so ballsy. I was so
hilarious.
Impressed. I was so, directly in front of the stage.
Yeah.
What's your favorite black comedian stage name you've ever heard?
Oh.
Well, there's a classic, Imagine.
Yeah.
He's in the Bronx.
Imagine?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
Imagine's
a good one. I mean, obviously, Hamburger, the legend. I did a show in Syracuse one time with a guy named... Comedian Country Boy E. Fudge.
Okay,
and I forgot his whole name when I was like bringing him up. He was featuring
E.L. Fudge.
And, dude, he snapped on me after he got off stage. He's like, "You ruined my fucking set. Get my name right."
Dude,
I think I called him E. Fudge. He was like, "It's Comedian Country Boy E. Fudge."
How dare you?
Yeah, do you want to? I will show you a fucking wigger comedian that will blow your mind.
Please.
I think his name Redbone.
Nice.
Red Ban.
No. can you look up comedian Redbone? And oh, buddy, if you want to talk about pandering,
yeah,
this guy,
this I'm guy, a fan already.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
He looks like Ken Bone.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm talking about, boy. Ain't nothing wrong with going to the strip club. Woo! Woo! I like going, but I can't think.
Looks like JR.
When you go to a strip club and can't get your money worth.
I love him.
You know when you go out to eat, you want to get what you pay for.
Yeah, I should be featuring
for this guy. But tonight,
Redbone
will take y'all back, y'all.
You
I'm gonna show y'all the difference between a white strip club and a black strip club.
Oh, dude, this is exactly the bit I wanted you to get.
I do the white strip club, black strip club. The difference between a white strip club and black strip club. Here I go to the white strip club, y'all.
Watch strippers be dancing like this.
Music, let's go.
He's killing, by the way.
Murdering.
Don't show Karen this guy. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Dude, he is murdering.
Give me
it's me on Wildin' Out.
Brother.
It's me on MTV. Go red. Go red.
Thank God Redbone knows some brothers.
Now, let me see Blackstreet Club.
If you don't think he is about to do a full performance.
I'm ready.
I'm going to show y'all how they do that day.
If you close your eyes, it would be a black person.
Yeah. If you close your eyes, it's fucking Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, split.
Hey, hey, yep. Yep. Crowd goes crazy. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Maddie with the fatty. Yes. Splits is crazy.
By the way, he had a flashlight.
Splits is crazy.
Dude, is that...
Yeah.
By the way...
That's awesome.
I know we brought him up to mock him. That guy fucking killed.
No, he rules. I'm a fan.
He rules.
That guy gets some black
pussy. What
happened
to Redbone? What happened to him? That looked old as fuck.
I mean, I know him because he's in The Devil's Rejects.
What's that?
It's a Rob Zombie movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's a chicken salesman. He sells live chickens.
I found him on Instagram. His name is Michael Alcott, and he has like less than 2,000 followers.
He's now a watermelon salesman.
That would be less pandering.
Yeah,
it looks like he did a podcast maybe 6 months ago. There's some clips from it if you want to see.
Yes.
Buffet, we go there to be there for buffet. Mean like buffet mean like relax.
Yeah, so he's just really Southern. He rules.
Buffet mean to be quick. Mm-mm. See, me and you, we're gonna go in there. A buffet gonna take us at least 2 hours.
Why would I rush all I can eat
for $14.95?
$14.95.
What? And dessert?
Love
not
it.
Leaving. And they bring the rolls to the table.
Listen.
Could y'all leave me alone, sir? It's a buffet.
Is this Durag and Deer Tag?
Yes.
That's great.
What's this frightening look into your future like?
Yeah. You go to buffet, $14.95.
That's crazy. 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
And it seemed like because he was on a bunch of fucking of the like hood specials.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just can't adapt to the new age.
No, I see that a lot of the times with like former athletes, like dudes that were the man in like the early 2000s. And then you see their Instagram now and they have like 7,000 followers. Yeah. You're like, how? You were the most famous guy in the world at one point.
I'll follow them if it's low because I'm like, they'll see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll interact with everything. Dude? Yeah, dude. I love Doug Flutie.
Me too.
Shannon, did we ever get a reason? Did we find out why Steve Brown was attacked? Or
yeah, kind of.
Can we watch it one more time? I got to see the mic stand. It came apart when he swung it.
Thank God.
That would have killed him.
Yeah.
There you go.
He probably did some dumbass crowd work.
Dude, this should...
Do we hear it at the comedy house?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's lucky that flew off. It would have... That would have been so bad.
I would just sprint off the stage. I love someone's filming.
Yeah, they're all just filming. Yeah. Nobody's stopping at all.
It was a somber night that night at Waffle House.
At House of Comedy House in South Carolina. I mean, Wild 'N Out has a lot of
They were Wild 'N Out.
They were Wild 'N Out.
Has there ever been a fight in Wild 'N Out in the crowd?
Not in the crowd. But
like they try and fight?
No.
The cast?
No, but we've had like green room altercations between cast members and...
Jacob Williams, you motherfucker.
It was like Jacob, me, just us two.
You and Jacob just barking
slapping
at
each other.
Other.
Yeah, how dare you?
Jacob pulled a gun.
Yeah, it'll be like Jacob, Maddie, and then it'll be like Lil Head Cortez, Young Swag.
Yep. Jacob's like, don't you know I'm a real motherfucker?
Yeah, I'm married to the game.
This isn't a game, bitch. I'm a real motherfucker.
I'm a real motherfucker.
I'm from these streets.
You ever been to a white strip club?
Dude, I would pay any amount of money to see Jacob Williams do that bit.
Me too. With that, I want to see him.
He's
got to
do
energy.
The split.
No, I want to see him do it in his cadence.
In his cadence, yeah.
Thank God I know some brothers.
Just drop a split.
Thank God I know some brothers.
Strip club, they be like.
Thank God I know some brothers.
Shannon, what did you find out for us?
So what people from the audience said was that that this guy seemed like he had like a shitty face on kind of during the comedy show. So the comedian was like, hey, like, what's the matter? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you laughing? And the guy just kind of like brushed him off. And he's like, oh, why'd you come to a comedy show if you're not going to laugh? And he kept kind of like pushing him until he eventually erupted. I do have a news little clip here.
Yeah, please.
Crowd work is fucking gay. I agree with that guy.
I'm fine with it.
I'll be that guy too.
So this is the police sheriff reacting afterwards, and then the comedy club manager reacting.
Wait, hold on real quick before you press play. Courtesy.
Tamika Lasha.
Tamika Lasha.
Thank you, Tamika.
Thank you, Tamika, for filming.
Sounds like a Hawaiian
local
island.
Vendor. Yeah.
Thank God Tamika's on the scene.
Later in the video that she took, by the way, she does put the camera on herself and says, but my food never came.
And she paid for it with the ticket, so I feel it.
Sunday night.
It had people killed. I mean, that's, you know, it could have had a lot more injuries than what we had.
In a news conference, Sheriff Leon Lott announced that deputies have charged 28-year-old Marvin Totley for the attack.
Audience member in jail.
Became enraged by some harmless jokes comic Steve Brown told at his expense.
You gotta have tough skin these days. If you go into a place like that, I understand that's potentially going to happen.
I mean, I went to Andrew Schultz's show. I loved it.
I want to interview with the guy in jail, and he's just like, motherfucker was ass.
Yeah, he sucked. Yeah. I didn't care what he said. He just didn't make it funny.
Shit was ass.
Make it funny.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Tell a joke,
motherfucker. Up there asking people what they do for a living.
Why do you care what I do? I came to see what you do for a living.
Yeah. Well, you going to clip that?
You're going to clip that? Now I'm going to be on Instagram.
You didn't even do the punchline.
Ain't no punchline. Motherfucker, no jokes. 40 minutes of crowd work.
Shit.
And I didn't get my food.
Next time I'm going to see Natalie Cuomo.
I'll be with Natalie Cuomo and Dan Lamour at the Comedy Zone in Greenville.
let's see the club.
Manager Peter Hamlet has a different
club
take.
Manager.
He says Brown stoked Totley's flames even after guards had removed Totley from the room.
Sometimes people make it all about them, and it's not all about them. And I think he's not thinking of the customers that were here.
Oh, classic club owner.
The other 136 people that were in the
room. Dude, I think I know this guy, Steve Brown.
Yeah.
Had responsibility.
Oh, the comic?
Yeah.
The comic.
Look it up.
Hold on.
Of course the fucking club can't take responsibility.
Of course. Classic. Oh, you realize there's paying customers.
Yeah.
Never takes the comedian side.
Jesus no, I don't know. I'm different Christ. Guy.
If he was cool, he would have said, yeah, comedian yeah, did what a comedian did.
Yeah, comedian was being comedian.
I did Governor's Long Island. Shout out. I'll be there in October, so no shade. But the owner, what's his name? Jimmy or something, said to me, if I have a comic and he's picking on that table, I'll cover the whole table. I'll cover the whole table's bill because I don't want anyone leaving the show thinking they were made fun of. It's like you're not on the comedian side at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, dude.
Covering the table?
I'm trying to call tables gay.
I'm like, well, what's up?
Yeah. Let me cook, dude. I'm trying to low effort crowd work.
Literally. Just
hey, listen,
fill the void.
You know, you talk about clubs that open the doors at 5, shows at 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you see some of those governor shows, you show up early and you think early and they're there hammered already.
They're hammered. They're like, oh, come in. Olga's here.
That was the story. I was featured for Lewis, and the MC they assigned us was a girl with a ukulele.
Hilarious.
And I'm standing at the bar waiting to go up, and her closer was the ukulele. She goes, my boyfriend's black and I'm gonna be in trouble, and just all these drunk fucking Long Island pig whores go, hey. She killed,
murdered.
If there had been a gun on the bar, she would have said, ladies and gentlemen, your feature for tonight, Zach Amico, you've just heard one shot and 400 pounds hit the floor. There's no group of people I've ever wanted to entertain less than the people that just loved this dog shit ukulele.
Absolutely. The people who murder out there, it's, you know, hats off. Hats off. My first like bookings outside of New York City would be like opening for people in Governors, and I would bomb. You think you're funny and you go to Long Island.
Yeah.
You will bomb.
It's always humbling though when you like when you have a set that goes bad and you're like, dude, I just didn't have it tonight. Like, I suck. And then you see someone go up after you with some dog shit and kill.
Murder.
Yeah, I saw a guy. I bombed so hard in Wilmington. It was the first time I got booked to do 30 minutes. This is like a few years ago. And, dude, I got lit so early on. It's like, it felt like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They were waving the light like violently in the back of the room. I was bombing so hard. Mm-hmm. I get off and I was like, dude, 30 goes fast when you're up there, man. He was like, that was 7 minutes. And then, but the guy that went up after
damn,
me.
They didn't give you a chance.
No, not a chance. No, I mean, there was zero laughs right. in the seven. Right. But the guy that went up after me, he did a joke. He was like, he's like, you ever go to Taco Bell? And then you eat it, and then you on your way home, and you stuck in traffic, and you just like, it started like doing fart noises, and it killed so hard. Like, people were falling out of their chairs laughing.
Yeah, hitting the ceiling.
And I was like, oh, maybe the comedy's retarded. Maybe maybe it wasn't me tonight.
I think one of my hardest bombs, I followed a girl comic whose closer was, this is my impression of Taylor Swift as a chicken.
Okay.
And she just did chicken noises over a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, like.
And I mean crushed.
Like, I knew we were in trouble when we walked in.
Yep, yep.
Damn.
Now I got to make sure it wasn't Maddie.
Yeah, like, an old bit.
Fuck. You know, Was there more to the video we had from the news?
I don't know. It's not. Well, there's like another minute. I could play it if you want.
Yeah, let's check
it out.
On the other hand, has blasted the club for a perceived lack of security.
Some of these comedy clubs got to be held accountable for lack of security.
Homie,
it's a claim that hurts Hamlet.
We have security people that are made up of ex-law enforcement and ex-military, and they're in plain clothes.
He says one of the guards was hurt by Totally so badly, he needed a wheelchair the next day.
And they pursued the individual outside the building with law enforcement, you know, giving instructions, so Steve just doesn't understand.
Regardless, Hamlet hopes comedians and customers will keep coming, despite this viral moment.
Damn.
In fact, if you mention the code, got my ass kicked on stage, you will get five free tickets.
Yeah. A free plate of shrimp.
It'll come late, but yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm happy the mic stand came apart. I'm so blown away by that.
Me too.
I think that's the weapon you use if somebody attacks you on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a guy comes up on stage, the comic has to grab the mic stand immediately.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
And the mic cord.
Yeah. And the stool. Now you're just carrying three things.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Well, I mean, the best of all time is that guitar comic who just brains the dude. Yeah. And then the whole crowd is like, what the fuck should he ask for? He's like, he was coming at me. They're like, right. He was slowly walking up to you.
Yeah, he's going to the bathroom.
But I've said this a ton before. I think we live in a post-Dimebag Darrell world.
Right.
Maddie Dimebag Darrell was the guitar player from Pantera. He was doing a show with a new band, and a fan walked on stage and shot and killed him.
That's crazy.
So I always say we live in a post-Dimebag world where if anyone who's not supposed to be part of the show is trying to get on stage, you have to assume they might be doing something violent.
Absolutely. Even like I've talked to the crowd. You ever have like a hammered white woman in the front, she's trash, like meth head, baby daddy. I've had those, and they'll like stand up in my head. I'm like, no, like I feel like they're gonna get on the stage. Anytime someone stands up,
I think I throw a chicken tender one time, but I never like felt threatened.
I will if they stand up while you're talking to them.
Yeah,
I had a lady swing at me.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, LOL, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
LOL, New York. Fucking lady got up and took a swing at me. And then I think it might have been Evan Williams dragged her out by her waist.
Awesome. He's got a good security guard body.
I think it was somebody very handsome was my savior.
Yeah.
So I can't remember who it was, but they were
probably Evan. There's not many that many people.
And she was screaming. She called me a racist and a bunch of other true things. said I hated women.
She
nailed it.
Yeah. I see no lie.
And as I was leaving after my set, I saw Cisco, the manager, giving her free tickets.
Yep.
And apologizing for me.
Yep.
And that's the day I quit. I said I would never work there again.
Classic. The better clubs will just fucking kick him out and don't care.
Yeah, of course.
Laugh in their face, but.
Well, who would give free tickets to somebody that attacked a comic?
I know.
Yeah. That's literally inviting back someone who incited violence.
Yeah.
That's why I love Helium Philly. They don't tolerate any of that shit.
No way.
They get people out of there so quick.
No way.
And it's like two of the biggest, strongest, but they're also the nicest guys when you get to know them.
Yeah.
But
that's the best.
They be dragging people out of there a couple times a weekend.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's the best. The best is when they're like, do you care? Like, what's the deal if someone's like yelling out? I'm like, kick them out. Don't care.
Yeah.
You don't even have to wait for me to signal.
Yeah, and they're just like dogs. They're just waiting for it. Like, yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I was helping.
Yeah, always.
It's all. Yeah, they always say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever, and Maddie, I'm sure there's a female version of this question. Drew, have you ever had a friend who had an awful, awful chick, but you knew the pussy was so good that everyone in the friend group had to tolerate her?
Yes. You're like, I can't blame it, man. She stinks, but it's got to be something there.
Maddie, what would be the feel?
I mean, I have a lot of guy friends. So, I've
for the girl version.
Guys
like,
date like bitches like
the
that.
The worst guy, but you know he's just laying down
and
thick cock.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen my friends and myself. I've gone through that too. They're like, we get it.
What, thick cocks?
This guy sucks, but he's got a thick cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy was dating this fucking Indian broad who must have been such... He literally said he would watch porn for ideas.
Oh, wow. Because
there's nothing she wouldn't do.
Wow.
And she was...
That's exciting.
...the worst human being any of us had ever... I mean, that's where the... Have I ever told you the Mario Luigi Halloween party story?
No.
He had met... When he was still trying to date her, him, his friend, and her went to a party. Hey, he was Mario. His friend was Luigi, and she was Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And she started hooking
up.
You
were
Bowser? Yes. I was Bowser's daughter.
Yeah.
She started hooking up with Luigi on the couch.
Okay.
While Mario sat there awkwardly.
Let's go.
And somebody at the party just walked by and yelled, "Player two is winning."
That's awesome.
So he winds up dating her because that's exactly what you do to a girl that humiliates you.
Yeah.
And they were getting kicked out of the cellar for her yelling at the comedian.
Okay.
And he wanted to be a comic so bad. He was so fucking humiliated. Mm-hmm. And as they're kicking her out of the cellar, she pulled the fire alarm.
No way.
And they had to evacuate into the street.
Damn.
This is before they had the second room.
Just the one, yeah.
This is back
then. That's crazy.
And I remember because I was working down the street at CB's. And I remember seeing everyone pile into the street and then just see my buddy getting thrown out.
That's amazing.
I think she went to jail for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She did it in front of the security.
Right.
That she didn't do it subtly. Legal.
It's just Keith sitting there in the sprinklers like, you motherfuckers left me.
Come on.
Ah.
Damn.
I'm not supposed to get wet after midnight. Turn into a gremlin.
Pussy's so good.
I think that's not a felony, but like that's a crime to pull a fire alarm.
Yeah.
I remember a kid in my high school got arrested for that. Because I think he had done it twice. But, like, he was old enough to get arrested, and they got him out of there.
Yeah, because I remember he had to go to go get her in jail.
Yeah.
And then she sucked him off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
She said, free use tonight.
The hottest thing he ever is she liked to be choked with her own underwear.
Ew.
Whoa.
He would, stuff her panties down her mouth with two fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a good egg. I think she's got kids. She's got a husband and kids now.
Nice.
She probably never fucks with him.
Oh, no. I'm sure that guy got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's probably getting cheated on.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Damn.
All right, let's keep it moving. Does it live? Lightning strikes group of college kids.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, I'm just going to play it for you guys.
Yeah.
You're going to see in the top left corner. I don't think there's sound.
Oh, I see him.
They're all huddling under a tree because it's a storm.
Let's see. Nervous.
Oh.
Whoa!
Oh, and he's down. Man, that dude sucked.
That one's alive.
Oh, they ran away.
I'm going to stop it here.
Okay.
So we're going to guess, did they live or did they die?
I'm going to say live.
I'm going to say live because I feel like we would have kept the video going.
Yeah.
I think one of them, at least one of them died. It looked like three fell.
It looked like one fell and got right back up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say live because
can we see it again?
You can live through that, right?
I think so. You could live through anything.
Okay. And Kablooey.
Wow. Oh.
I don't know if I've ever seen that a video of that.
Yeah, that's such a bummer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go one dead.
You know what? That makes sense to me. Did one specifically get hit and the others were around him?
Yeah, somebody had to ground that thing.
I'm going to go with Drew on this one. I say one dead, three hospital.
One of those dudes got, somebody got magnetized, then three are in the hospital.
I'm going to say they all live.
You say all live? Yeah. All right, Shannon, our answers are in.
Okay, so they all lived.
Bitch.
The guy who ran away did come back shortly after to check on them. And so they all suffered severe burn injuries and were rushed to the hospital. Two of them remain in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I can play one more time if you want to see that.
Yeah, please. Everything's all right. Hey, we're having a great day, guys. Don't let the storm bother you. And boop.
I mean, you're supposed to go inside. You're not supposed to stand by trees, right?
Lightning stinks so bad.
No, yeah, you're not supposed to stand by trees. That's what they
surrounded by trees.
How do you beat lightning? Just walk around with like a bunch of rubber on?
I think as long as you're not near anything tall, you're pretty, because it doesn't go to the tallest thing.
Yeah,
you're supposed to also like crouch down, but not like lay down, because it's like the least amount of your body in touch with the ground.
Yeah,
but that's also if you're in the middle of
one
lightning.
Leg balancing.
That's like such a not happening thing. Like, statistically, it's probably not going to happen.
Right. Doesn't like, this might sound dumb, but like, doesn't half of lightning come from the ground?
I have no idea.
I don't even know what that question is.
I don't even know like what lightning is.
Have you ever seen a video of like a frame by frame of lightning strikes? You always see something before it hits. Something comes from the ground and like kind of meets it in the middle.
Okay.
I think we're exposing how stupid the three of us are.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I couldn't tell you, buddy.
I could be completely wrong, but
we could look it up.
I think we can look it up.
I have lightning in slow motion. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
That looks like it's from the sky, buddy.
Yeah, it's sky stuff.
It looks like it's just staying in the sky.
But I think when it hits the ground, there's something that like connects it. Yeah.
I'll look for another one where it strikes something.
I could be completely wrong, Shannon.
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I believe you.
Let's have some fun and move on. Shannon, let's save the Mickey Rourke thing for next week. Because we talked about it on Friday.
Okay, damn.
What else we got? Oh, here we go. Fox Nation plans game show about isolated people guessing what Trump did in his first 90 days. I am a big Greg Gutfeld guy.
Oh, I love when I'm like after a show on the road, I'll pop on Gutfeld. It's so fucking corny.
I don't know Gutfeld.
He loves himself so much.
I love him.
He's such a cornball.
He's a news guy?
He's like the late night. Well, it used to be what was the show before Gutfeld? Before it was Gutfeld.
Red something?
Okay.
Red Eye or no?
Yeah, Red Eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to watch Red Eye.
Yes. And then
because it would be on at like 3 in the morning on Fox News.
Yeah.
But it would just be like, they'd be like, and the singer from Gwar is here.
Yeah.
It would just be crazy people showing up on Fox News at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was
crazy. And sometimes
a bunch of comics would be on
it. Tim Dillon would do it.
Yeah, I remember seeing Mullen.
Norton would do it a lot.
Yeah.
Norton does Gutfeld now a lot.
Yeah, now it's Gutfeld.
So yeah, show us is there a trailer or anything, Shannon?
I don't have the trailer, but I can give you a little bit more about what they did.
Yes, please.
So on January 20th, they put 4 people in complete isolation in upstate New York with no contact to the outside world, no phones, internet, television, or social media. And 90 days later, those 4 people are going to come out of their cocoon before learning about anything that's happened while Trump has been in office. And then they're going to be quizzed on some scenarios that have happened.
It's great.
But are they also going to tell them fake stuff? Because I think that's the show. It should be like, guys, you wouldn't believe what happened while you were down there.
Yeah. Trump transitioned.
He's a woman now.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's going to be real headlines and fake ones. And then the grand prize is $50,000.
Do they get paid for that 90 days? It's a lot. That's a big chunk of time.
Yeah. $50,000.
That's a lot of work.
Isn't it weird? Sometimes game show prizes are not very impressive.
I am like $50,000 plus, you know, game show prize, that's probably taxed half.
Yeah. also for 90 days. And then you see other ones where like, are you smarter than a celebrity? You can win $1 million mm-hmm. by answering like a sixth grade question,
mm-hmm.
which I never can, by the way.
I never right. can either.
If it's math, like, I'm fucked.
How does lightning work?
Yeah. By the way, that's like a third grade question and we all failed miserably.
Yeah, we're fucked. Jeopardy, the prize money is not that big.
Yeah, it's not. In Jeopardy, you have to be like a legit
genius. That's the hardest one.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that I am Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. Celebrity. Regular Jeopardy, nothing.
What about Teen Jeopardy? That's a good one.
Not smart enough okay. for that. College. Celebrity Jeopardy? Yeah.
Celebrity's good.
I feel like yeah. I could hang.
This is the color of a
I don't know
truck.
If I'd win.
Yeah, I'm like Family Feud smart.
Okay, I like Family. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I would win, but I think I could hang on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah. Because regular Jeopardy, oh.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Man, if I was on Jeopardy and I was one of those who, like, at the end of the first round, Alex Trebek was like, and Maddie, you're at $0. I would go home and kill myself. I hate being embarrassed.
Do you want to see an impression of my mom watching Final Jeopardy?
Yes.
This is no matter what. They watch Jeopardy every night at my grandma's house.
Yeah.
And every Final Jeopardy, they'll give the, not the clue, but like the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom just rattles off every single word she's ever heard
mm-hmm.
having to do with that subject.
Okay.
And this is, yep. if one of those 40 words she says is the answer, and the answer is, and your
she's
answer
walking
was,
home with the Final Jeopardy.
Your answer is, rutabaga.
Right.
This is my mom. She goes, hot damn, I got it.
Let's go. I'll do that. You know, it says like retro television, just list every TV show.
Yeah.
Boom, MASH.
Nailed it.
Fucking genius.
I think my mom's trying to elbow in because she's like, you know, I can come and do your show sometime. And I'm like,
oh, that's
I
great.
Want that more than anything. Yeah. I actually want my mom to record the soundboard.
That'd be
just
fun.
So I can have my mom yelling at me.
That'd be great. You think she would come in and do an episode?
I don't know if she would be on camera, mm-hmm. but I think I can get her to record stuff for the mm-hmm. soundboard.
I've called my dad before on the pod.
My dad, yeah. I think, maybe once he's retired would do it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all worried about their jobs.
Yeah. He's every time I talk to my dad, I get the how many days till retirement.
Yeah.
He's keeping a log.
Yeah.
So I think after that, maybe I can get him to sit down.
What does he do?
He's a welder.
Oh, nice.
Dude, dads chill so hard after they retire. Dude, it's so cool to see.
I'll call my dad at like 2 p.m. I'm like, what are you getting into today? He's like, I don't know. It's just, I'll probably listen to music.
Yeah. Yeah, every day I'll call my dad at like noon. He's like, just fucking playing darts in the garage.
Yeah,
I'm like, so
darts,
cool.
music, yeah. put a record on, crack a book.
Opposite. My dad's never not doing something.
Yeah.
If it's a day off, he's fucking kayaking or fucking,
I love that.
He's
an outdoors
boy.
Love a recreational
boy.
Person. My
he's
dad's
an outdoors
like,
boy.
My dad's like an introvert.
Have I told you about my dad going? So my stepmom got them passes to PNC Bank Art Center. So basically they can go get lawn seats for like any show.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And my dad will call me and be like, we saw Kevin Hart last night. Pretty good. And he goes, oh, we saw Bill Burr. Your buddy Joey Diaz was up there. You know what he'll call me? And he goes, Zach, my dad's 40 years sober. Or 43,
that's
think.
Good.
I don't know. With Bobby Kelly called me the other night and congratulated him. It was very sweet. But my dad goes, Zach, we went and saw this group the other night, PNC. Walk in. Pot smoke everywhere. Everyone. They're blowing it everywhere. I had to go. I told Chris, I can't do this. I'm gonna get a fucking contact high.
Hilarious.
We gotta get out of here. You heard of this group, the Dave Matthews Band?
Hilarious.
I went, Dad,
so
you went
funny.
To see a fucking jam band?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
And got mad. Zach, it was fucking everywhere.
It was everywhere. The pot I smoke.
They're just blowing in the air like it's fine.
The air was green.
Chris said it's not a big deal. It's like having a glass of wine nowadays. But you know, it was blatant.
Yeah, and your mom, you know, would you see the little? You got me edibles, but not for me. Not for me. I guess if I had those passes, I would be going to see everything. I'll go see the Wiggles. I'll go see.
My family still treats edibles like they're like real drugs.
Right.
They oh, what did my mom say that? Oh, they were talking about somebody they knew. And my mom goes, you know what she's got? She's got those laced gummy bears.
Oh, damn.
She called them laced. Like
that's
they had
great.
Fucking PCP in them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you have to eat 30 to feel anything.
Yeah. No, they'll fuck a dad up for sure.
Yeah.
Sober dad, they'll take you out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, my uncle hadn't smoked in like 20 mm-hmm. years, and I gave him a joint. And he had a panic attack.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He couldn't do
it's
it.
It's too much.
Yeah, because they take, like, I think, like, fives.
Yes.
So, like, if they need to sleep.
Yeah.
And I think they accidentally took a 10 once.
Okay.
And, like, wanted to call the hospital.
Yeah.
So I get it.
That's why you got to stay smoking a little bit at all times so that later in life you can still enjoy it.
I was telling my friends this the other day, but like, because he was like, I get paranoid. I can't smoke weed. I was like, you just have to power through that.
Agreed.
If you smoke enough of it, eventually you will love to be paranoid. You kind of live in it.
It opens you up a little bit.
Yes.
This is good.
Yeah, I love anxiety.
Yeah.
I found lately, because I thought edibles hit me hardest on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But now I realize that if I have a little something after, I feel like it helps them kick.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I think it gets you moving.
Food, it goes in your bloodstream faster.
Yeah, I think it gets you moving.
Yeah.
Because that is true. They attach to fat cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you need some food in there. And that'll get you a little
It's like
up.
Medicine you take with food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I took a vitamin the other day. Like, and I was supposed to eat breakfast, and then I got busy. But I took my vitamin in the morning, and then I ended up not eating till like, noon. Mm-hmm. And I felt so sick, and I was like, what's wrong with me, dude? And it was just my body was like too healthy without food in there.
My
body's like, we're cooking too hard.
We need a donut.
Cheesesteak, please.
What's the Philly breakfast? What's the go-to Philly breakfast?
I'm not a big breakfast guy, so I usually just do like leftovers. Mm-hmm. I love leftovers.
Me too.
I don't understand how people can't eat stuff, but like, or can't eat leftovers, but I'll make something. Like, whenever I cook, I'll make something that I can eat for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Just, like, a big meatloaf and, like, 3 pounds of mashed potatoes.
Fire.
And then for the next 9 meals.
Yeah, you were making mashed potatoes when that guy got shot.
Yes. Some guy got shot outside my house while I was
making
mashed potatoes.
I thought you meant Steve Brown. Okay.
No.
Someone got shot outside your house?
Yeah.
While he was making mashed potatoes.
Wow.
And then I tweeted about it, and then everyone on Twitter was like, "Pics or you're lying."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was 20 gunshots. I'm not going outside.
Yeah.
And then I had to just wait until the Citizen app confirmed it for me. So for like 2 hours, I was like, I do seem like a fucking liar.
Oh, Steve Brown's in town.
Yeah. Everyone was saying you're a liar.
Yeah. And then it came across Citizen. I was like, I fucking told you guys someone got shot.
Damn. One time I was making a kale salad. I lived in Rochester, New York. And I lived in the hood. And boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And I went out there. The cops looked at me and they're like, why do you live here?
They're like, did you do this?
Yeah, I did it.
It's man, pissed. Put down the garbage plate.
Yeah. That's the Rochester breakfast.
Have you ever had a garbage plate?
I love Rochester. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm from Syracuse, so it's only like an hour and a half. Yeah.
I always forget that.
Nick Tahoe's is it, right?
Yeah, Nick Tahoe's. And they got University Hots.
Yes.
That's where we would go in college at like 4 a.m. blackout, 10 pounds of food for
did
7
you go
bucks.
To Brockport?
Geneseo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Same thing though.
It's middle of
nowhere.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Middle of nowhere, windy, chilly.
Yes.
And you go to a party with no coat because you don't want to lose your coat. So you just go out dressed like a slut.
Nice.
In like a snowstorm.
Party hard.
And you
dude.
Get blackout. You can't feel it.
I love the logic of that. You're like, if I just drink so much that I can't feel my body, I'll be warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
Dude, imagine trying to fuck a chick after a fucking garbage plate.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine the fucking...
Pussy tastes like meat sauce.
It's not even chili. It's meat sauce.
It's meat sauce, yeah.
That's not good.
With mustard,
with like pickles,
hot sauce.
Mustard and macaroni.
Macaroni
and,
salad. Yeah. Oh. And then I would wake up and be like, why am I so fat?
You just ate every food?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Buffalo, Jim Steakout.
I love Jim Steakout. People shit on it. When you go there, I'm like, I was at Helium. I was like, just had gyms. They're like, the fuck are you doing there? Fire.
Yeah.
I love it. You know the best feeling is when you get a 12-inch like hoagie walking home with it, the weight of it in your hand.
Is gyms like the tourist spot now?
No, I think the tourist is more of the wings places.
Okay.
Yeah. Gyms is kind of like late night. You can get a stinger sub.
That's
which is
the move.
Fire.
Chicken steak
finger
and
chicken
fingers.
Chopped steak.
I like that.
Lettuce, tomato.
A cheesesteak with like buffalo chicken
with chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
And you get oil and vinegar, lettuce, tomato.
Yep. A little provolone or something.
I like to be honest with you, I think Mighty Taco's good.
Mighty Taco fucks. I was raised on that. Every day you get picked up for soccer practice, mom stops at Mighty Taco, Super Mighty, couple chips, queso, Loganberry.
I don't know nothing about Mighty Taco.
You got to get up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to get a Loganberry soda, dog.
Yep.
Damn.
You ever heard of Loganberry?
No, what is that?
It's
is
like
that
a
real
thick
berry?
Juice. No, I don't think it's a real berry.
No,
it's just like a thick juice. That they drink like soda up there.
My buddy Johnny Ryan Soda Company makes a Loganberry soda.
Nice.
He does it for, what's the hot dog place that puts onion rings on the dog?
In Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Ted's?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does specifically
fire
the Loganberry, and he only does it for the Ted's franchise.
Like, okay, got it.
It's exclusive to that franchise,
got it.
I think.
It's got to have like 40 grams of sugar in a cup.
It's super, super
yeah.
fun.
It's fire, though. We would do like pizza and wings on Friday night with Loganberry.
Buffalo yeah. pizza stinks.
Like, yeah, but when you're it a kid.
When you're a kid, you yeah. don't know. Dude, that was
so cheesy.
Like Buffalo chicken or Buffalo City pizza?
Just like
Buffalo
City. The city. Okay, it's very yeah. thick.
So, like, it's like.
Interesting.
It's. To me, why it's a bad pizza is because you need to have it boiling hot or it becomes sweet.
Oh, yeah, there's a sweetness to it.
Syracuse pizza is really good.
It becomes like. First of all, it's like a deep. Like a
it's kind of Detroit-ish, but
yeah,
not
Detroit. It's a square pie,
sheet pizza okay. vibes.
I don't like that,
but it's really like real, almost cakey.
Cakey,
I would call it.
Like the dough has like a lift to it. And I worked in a pizzeria. You know how most pizzerias is shredded cheese?
Yeah.
And in Buffalo, it's slice of a provolone mozzarella
Ew.
Mix. Yeah.
Yeah, and
thick as fuck.
Weird.
If the second it starts to like cool off, the bread becomes like. Sugary.
Yeah.
It's a terrible pizza.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the maddest I've ever seen people get is when I was in Buffalo and I was like, this pizza stinks.
Oh, they love it there. They're so proud of it.
It doesn't even sound good.
Like, it's really good for one thing, and that is to sop up buffalo wing sauce.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
You got a plate with the pizza, a few wings.
I do love
blue cheese.
A bread and a sauce.
Yeah, so if you like, if you got. Like, there was a place in Niagara Falls where, like, Goodfellas. And they did a free slice of pizza with every drink. So you go get char-grilled wings.
Oh.
That's the way to do that.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
And shout out to OIP.
Ooh.
You know char-grilled?
Yes.
Love a char-grilled wing.
For people that don't know, that means the wing goes in the deep fryer.
Yep.
And then on the grill.
Sometimes you do the sauce first.
Yes.
And then the grill.
Yeah. So, and then it almost like, and so it has grill marks. It's got, like, burn marks on it.
Yep.
Then you use the shitty pizza to get the rest of the wing sauce.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then you get hammered at 2 a.m. watching the Bills.
Yep.
And no one kicks you out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
What
you
a city.
Can fall asleep on the bar.
Yeah. It's great.
I've only had good times in Buffalo. I've only been a few times, but yeah, it's always fun.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's nice. In the summer, fun as fuck. Winter, still fun. Just so cold.
Same with Syracuse. Yeah. It just snows fucking 9 months a year, but in the summer it's the most beautiful place.
Yeah
I fucking ride for that place, dude.
And the winter lasts so long that when it gets like above 60, you're in such a good mood.
Yes,
you're like, I thought it wasn't ever gonna end.
Yeah, because
it'll be like June 1st and it's like 50 degrees still.
What's in between Syracuse and Buffalo? What's the middle point?
Rochester.
No, smaller town.
Batavia.
We should take that over.
Let's take over Batavia. Yes. Yeah.
That'll be your Austin.
What a shit. Yeah.
We get everyone to move to Batavia.
Shane's like, I'm coming up.
We're getting all these dumb motherfuckers to move to Batavia.
Yeah. Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, and then everyone with a disability. I just moved to Batavia.
We'll call it Bertavia.
Boom. Let's go. Yeah, it's like the Nate Bargatze theme park,
which I
heard is happening. Is that true?
Is it?
That's what I heard. Nate Land.
I don't think that's a theme park. I think that's just
well, it's his podcast. Yeah.
No, but I think he's trying to make a theme park. Yeah.
God damn! I need money.
His
fans.
I'm desperate.
His
right
fans
now.
Came out to Story Wars hard.
Really? He did Story Wars.
No, but his fans because they know Legion of Skanks are friends with Nate.
Right.
And a lady took a picture with Lewis, and I just put my middle finger behind him.
Yeah.
She posted it and blocked it.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, almost couldn't post this because of the obscene gesture one of the comedians
Clean
did.
Comedy. Clean comedy.
That's. And then they came to see us at Story Wars.
Yeah. Saying, meanwhile, she's taking a picture with Lewis.
Yeah. What? And that was in Nashville? At
that was
in
Zanies, yeah.
Clean comedy. Dude, I did a comedy club and I was looking at my tickets. I pulled up my thing and right next to my face it said a warning in like size 72 font, explicit content.
And I asked for that.
Really?
I asked for adults only.
Yeah.
And I say like, whatever, adult themes.
Okay. I was like, this is going to throw off my sales. A week after me, Bobby Lee, no warning.
No.
Motherfucker gets naked. They should have a warning for clean comedy.
Yeah.
Warning.
Warning. This sucks.
Boring.
No, I asked for that.
Yeah, I think mine are all 21 plus.
I actually had because we did a movie marathon last week in Colorado for my movie company, and we were shown one of the movies I'm in that's pretty rough. There's a lot of titties and some penises in it.
Sounds great to me.
And a family walked in with what I think was an 8-year-old girl. And they're scoping it out. Mm-hmm. And I walked up to the dad and I was like, "Hey, sir, I really don't think this is appropriate for children. I don't think this is a good idea." He goes, "She's seen Terrifier. She's fine." Mm. And I was like, "Sir, there's a lot of nudity in this." And he goes, "She'll be okay." And I was like, "Sir, I really want you to go."
No, like, leave now.
I was like, "You got to go, dude." Yeah.
I did a show one time at this is the craziest, like, opportunity to do comedy afterwards, but they were doing a adopt a puppy drive.
Okay.
Like, people could come get puppies with their kids, and then they did a comedy show after it. And it was like me and three other people. None of us were billed or like supposed to be clean comics, knew it was a clean comedy show. And then right before, they were like, "Hey, like, try and keep it clean. Everyone does 30. It was just like a pass the mic, everyone do 30 minutes. And dude, I was bombing so hard. And I don't have anywhere near clean 30 minutes.
Right.
And I forget what joke I was doing. I was trying to, like, keep it somewhat not wild. And this lady stood up. She was like, "Come on, man, there's kids in here." And I was like, "I got nothing else for you.
I know there are.
You want me to tap dance, lady?"
Yeah.
"I'm going to talk about this damn abortion and call it something else."
Yeah.
By
the
way,
this extraction of kids.
You are not the only person who has performed for dogs. I did a benefit show for dogs for veterans, for like helper dogs.
It's the worst veterans, setup for comedy.
And they all brought the whole front row was dogs.
Chaos.
Yeah, dude, it's kids holding their new puppy, and I'm up there bombing, talking about abortion.
So I had an STD scare.
Yeah. All I could do. Well,
you
the
want
only
30 funny minutes of clean adopt dog material.
Luckily,
get
it
me
was
off
all
at 7.
It was all veterans.
Yeah,
and their dogs.
That's nice.
So I went up and I knew I could be a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and so the comic before me was a black kid, Calvin Cato. I was like, "Guys, first of all, give it up for these dogs for not barking at Calvin."
He's gay too,
and that murdered.
That's great. That's great.
All right, let's get one. You know what? I think we can sneak one more in. What do you
say, Sharon?
Absolutely. Let's do it. All right. What do we got here? Yeah, let's look at Cardi B's butt.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Let's close it on butts. You know I love butts.
Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
Hey.
Wow, there's like full, like, you can see your pussy lips.
Yeah. Looks like Redbone.
I mean, I'm a feminist, dude, but if my mom was doing this, I'd be real pissed.
That's wild. You see full Homer Simpson mouth. Good for her.
Good for her. I mean,
that's a woman.
If I could move it like that, I would.
Her baby daddy.
If I could move it like that, I'd be Redbone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Her baby daddy is doing corny shit right now, dude.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen
who, Offset?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's going out corny, dude. He so they got divorced, and now she's dating Stephon Diggs, who's a
wait, she is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a receiver in the NFL.
Thank God I have you guys to keep me tapped into black culture.
I got
exactly.
you, brother.
I know nothing.
He's on the Patriots now.
Yeah, he's on the Patriots.
Recently traded.
You guys have to know.
He's really good player.
The last time I was here with regular white people, we talked about Weird Al going on stage with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, so that ain't us.
Yeah, that ain't us.
Just wilding out.
Yeah, we wilding.
Black Squad.
Wait, I didn't know they were dating.
Yeah, they're dating.
That's awesome.
But so
I always thought he was gay.
Offset has now been sending sex tapes that he and Cardi B had made while they were still together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sending that to Stephon Diggs.
That
being
is
like, "Look what I did with your
girl." Corny as fuck.
That's so lame, dude.
And she'll be owning him on Twitter. Like,
yeah.
She'll post screenshots and be
like,
"Fuck like, your
you're
tiny
thirsty as shit. Yeah, your dick's small."
Yeah.
But what is. You can't embarrass her.
No.
Calling Cardi B a slut is like calling me fat.
And like
I'm not. Yeah, okay.
Totally. Yeah. And sending the sex tapes, you're like, "Yeah, I would hope you guys fucked."
Yeah.
And now I'm fucking her.
Yeah.
And I'm an NFL player.
Well, also, like, what's he expect to get back from that? Because he's already fucking her. So, like, worst case scenario is Stephon Diggs now sends him a sex tape.
I know.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah, exactly.
And is she pregnant right now? Or
no.
She just had
I don't think so. No. Yeah, she just had one. Did she just have one?
I don't know.
I don't think she had a kid.
They had one a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Culture. I don't think she has another kid, though.
Her kid's named Culture?
Yeah, with a K.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Culture B.
Yeah.
Their last name is B.
But you know how they do.
Yes, I do.
Nick Cannon's kids. One of them is named Zillion Air. Zillionaire. Another one.
Zillion Air?
Yeah.
A-I-R or
H-E-I-R?
Like, you know what? Yeah. That's
kind
clever.
Of fire.
Just a fake, unattainable number.
It's fire.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
One of them is Powerful Queen.
No.
Zion, Onyx.
Powerful Queen is
that's
the name?
Yeah. Wait, that's a Pokemon. Onyx is a Pokemon.
I know. The other one's Geodude. Pidgey.
Squirtle.
Rattata. Squirtle.
Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime. Rapidash. Rapidash is on the way. Snorlax.
Articuno.
Caterpie.
All right, we're calling it there. Thank you, guys. Please check out Maddie Smith's Madhouse. Check out Deer Durag and the Deer Tag, as well as Digital Bazooka.
Thank you,
support these guys on the road. Let's get we didn't do plugs. Maddie, go ahead.
Oh, hey, yeah, guys, you can follow me at So Maddie Smith. I'm on the road always, and I'm gonna be in Philly on April 30th. So you live around there, come to Philly Helium.
I'll be there.
That's right. Thank you. Other cities include Tulsa, Oklahoma City, fucking Albuquerque, Fort Collins. Oh, Naples, Florida. So come on down. Oh, and if you live in Jersey, Comedy Dojo, May 31st, Maddie Smith in Morris Plains, New Jersey.
Nice.
Very fun, Drew.
Just the podcast, Durag and the Deer Tag, Digital Bazooka, and then I'm starting to go on the road more myself and with Naeem this year. So Chicago, Columbus, Denver, LA, bunch of stuff.
Let's go.
Yeah. Tap in. Come see us.
Very cool. If you want to see me live, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico. This weekend, I am in Las Vegas with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We are doing a free show Saturday night at midnight in the same place Skankfest was, Notoriety, right where that ring was. And then next week, I'm on tour with JCW all week. You can check my Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny for all those dates as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we've got an exclusive show Friday for subscribers. So use that promo code ZOO. And we'll see you Friday here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Yeah.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.